France and the U.S. continue to attempt to build a war coalition to attack Syria, but military intervention is so unpopular they have had to convene a conference in Paris to try and convince even their closest Arab allies.
This week, which is coming up, is crucial for what's going to happen. Military intervention or not on Bashar al-Assad or not? Or can we hope that everybody finally, if we are on the brink of big war in the Middle East, goes to the table of negotiations in Geneva?
The government of Bashar al-Assad has agreed to attend the so-called Geneva II talks for months, but they have been repeatedly postponed by the U.S., France, and the Syrian opposition. The United Nations, the European Union, NATO, Russia, China, and the general global public have all condemned strikes on Syria so harshly that the U.S. and France have been forced to tone down their war rhetoric.
The end of this civil war is going to require a political solution. There is no military solution. What we are seeking is to enforce the standard with respect to the use of chemical weapons.
But many believe that punishing Assad for alleged chemical weapons attacks would not be worth the damage, civilian deaths, and political chaos which would result from any airstrikes. The Arab League itself has already denounced military action, and only 8 of its 22 members agreed to listen to Kerry's case for war. All have strong ties to the West. The oil-rich states of the Persian Gulf, like Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Kuwait, and Bahrain. The monarchies of Morocco and Jordan. Representatives of Egypt. Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority. And the current chief of the Arab League, who is from Qatar, but Qatar is already a part of the war coalition. In fact, Kerry recently admitted to U.S. Congress that unnamed Arab nations, most assume Qatar and Saudi Arabia, have offered to pay the costs the U.S. military would incur by deposing Assad. Kerry said that by the end of Monday, each nation will declare if they will sign a vaguely worded joint statement which calls for a, quote, clear and strong response to the alleged chemical attack. Kerry also played up talks between Israel and Palestine, which are curiously restarting on Wednesday after 3 years. Many analysts believe that Israel's continued settlement building shows they are not interested in peace and that talks are a decoy to draw attention away from Egypt and the threat of airstrikes in Syria. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.